Hillary Clinton finding her mojo, and she went on from there. Simon Marks, who was at the debate and in fact joins us now live from Hofstra University. Simon, strong start for Trump, saw a strong finish for Clinton. Is that how you saw it?
Oh, definitely, John. I mean, I think in essence it was two debates. I mean, the first 20 minutes, Donald Trump was holding his own, and I think you're absolutely right to pick out that excerpt where he's talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and really hitting Hillary Clinton hard for what has been a shifting set of positions that she has adopted towards the TPP over the last year. During that first 20 minutes, he was holding his own, and that's no mean feat for Donald Trump. This is the first time he's been in a presidential debate setting like this, and for a moment it looked like he could actually pull the whole thing off. But then I think the tenor of the conversation and the discussion shifted very dramatically, with Hillary Clinton hammering away at a whole variety of different issues: his refusal to release his tax returns, the fact that he had stuck with the birther questions about whether Barack Obama was truly an American citizen or not. All of those issues were issues on which Hillary Clinton performed very strongly and left him, I think, frankly, in the dust.
Yes, it was fascinating, wasn't it? Because she hit him on taxes. He responded, "What about your emails?" but simply didn't score points with that hit.
Yeah, a big miss, I think, there for Donald Trump. I mean, there was a brief section where he was trying essentially to negotiate and say, well, I'll release my taxes if you release the 33,000 emails that you've deleted. And that actually secured a cheer in the room from some of those people watching, to the point where Lester Holt, the NBC moderator of this debate, admonished the audience and reminded them that they were supposed to remain silent until the end of the debate. But he never came back to the issue of the emails, and there was an opportunity to do that later in the debate when the conversation turned to cyber security. That may have been a big miss by Donald Trump.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because CNN's poll gave it to Clinton. The pundits, most of them broadsheet, of course, are giving it to Clinton. I went to Fox to see what they were saying, and they reluctantly seem to be giving it to Clinton. But is it enough, do you think, to win over the undecided, the swinging voters who really seem bewildered by the whole affair?
That, John, is the only question that matters. And I've got to tell you, all the pundits here who are now saying, well, Hillary Clinton won this debate, many of them just a couple of hours before it began, in private conversations we were having with them over in the spin room there, said they thought this was going to be a bit of a dull affair. Both these candidates would come into the room dialing it back, not wanting to run any major political risks. Well, this wasn't a dull and sedate affair at all. This is such an unconventional election campaign. It has challenged the conventional wisdom every step of the way. Donald Trump has managed to do that since he threw his hat into the ring here. So the conventional wisdom tonight says Hillary Clinton won the debate. But did she really win the debate in the living rooms of those undecided voters who like what Donald Trump has to say about trade deals, who like what he has to say about national security, and who do find that he strikes a chord with them when he says, look, she's been part of the furniture for 30 years, she's had 30 years to think about these problems and resolve them, and she hasn't resolved them. Now we have to see if the opinion polls show whether Donald Trump made any headway with those undecided swing voters.
Yes, he kept making that point about her 30 years and saying, what have you achieved? I'll tell you what I thought she'd achieved. She looked more at home. Actually, she looked more presidential and less inclined to be rattled than him. Is that how it appeared when you were there?
Yes, and that's taken work on the part of the people around her. I can tell you that people close to the Clintons have been very worried that at some point during the course of these three debates, he will get under her skin and he will set her off and lead her to lose her temper publicly and on full display. So in fact, they twisted the whole thing around and they made it perfectly possible for her to keep trying to get under his skin, but also to do so with this serene smile on her face. At one point, actually, when Donald Trump finished talking about one issue towards the end of the debate, she just went, "Woof." Okay. I mean, this was a very controlled performance. There were clearly well-rehearsed lines in there that she used, I think, to relatively good effect. But again, how that plays with an audience that has known Hillary Clinton for 25 years, that's a very big question. Same question we were asking after her convention speech. Can you successfully reintroduce Hillary Clinton to an audience that has known her for a quarter of a century?
And that, Simon Marks, is the question. Thank you, Simon, who was at the debate. Fascinating experience to be at it, and joined us live from Hofstra University.